Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Maya. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
So happy to have you here. Tell us what you've been up to.
Well, I've been reading and writing. I have lots of great books to recommend, and I'm excited to talk about my own new book, The Mad Girls of New York.
I love this. So talk to us about, like, because you've been writing historical romance, and The Mad Girls of New York is actually historical fiction. Some dark mystery. Talk to us about what made you decide to write The Mad Girls of New York.
That's a great distinction. I have written a ton of historical romance and I love it so much. It's my favorite thing to read. But when I found out about Nellie Bly's story, I knew I had to write it, but it also wasn't quite a romance. So I made this hop, skip, and jump into historical fiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so talk to the Nellie Bly. Who is Nellie Bly? I don't know a little bit about her, but... People may have an idea who she is, but she's an interesting character.
She is. So who was Nellie Bly? Nellie Bly is one of those historical names you kind of hear and maybe vaguely know about. And she shows up a lot in like children's literature, actually, like Girls Who Dared books. But in the grown-up version of her life is fascinating. And when I learned about it, I knew I had to write a novel based on her life. So she was a Pennsylvania girl, a small town girl, Pittsburgh, small town, who gets a job writing for the local paper and then ditches it and goes to New York to make it as a reporter in 1887. So this is like the height of the Gilded Age, but also a really hard time to be a woman trying to do anything outside of the home. And she the only assignment she can get to start is to fake insanity, go undercover in the local insane asylum and write about it. And so that's what The Mad Girls of New York is about. And that is just the start of Nellie Bly's life and career.
I love this. And so, you know, you actually written a series on Gilded Age. So what fascinates you about this time period that's important for us to explore? You know, because you wrote about like the previous historical romance series was about women who were late in business, you know, and innovation. I didn't realize that happened during the Gilded Age.
That's right. My previous series was the Gilded Age Girls Club, and it's about all these like powerful female entrepreneurs in this time period in American history. So it's from about the end of the Civil War in the 1860s to 1900-ish. And it's an incredible time period in American history because it was so dynamic. And you had, like now, these amazing fortunes, but also extreme poverty. You had a lot of like great income inequality, wealth inequality. You had these, the robber barons, you had entrepreneurs, you had the women's suffrage movement, you had the abolition and reconstruction and civil rights movement starting. So, there's so much happening in American history and a lot happening for women. And as a reader and a writer, I love stories about heroines who like really do stuff, get out there and do things and like fight against the system and really go where they're told women can't go. And so the Gilded Age gave me such a wealth of real historical women's lives to draw from and to inspire my fiction.
I love this. Yeah. And as someone who's like fascinated with that period, because I think some parallels with what we're living now. And I'm a millennial. So I'm an older millennial. So like there's some parallels that happened 100 years ago. you're like, oh my gosh, like what the world has come to see it now. Like, oh, it makes sense, you know, we're just repeating things, you know.
Exactly. It's like comforting, but also terrifying.
Yeah, I was like, it is just like, well, you know, like, no, like maybe we'll have better opportunities. And like really, it's like, no, it's, you know, 100 years ago we were in the same boat.
But historical fiction can help us fight these battles again and maybe even not have to fight them next time.
Yes, or give us an idea how to do things differently. So but yeah, it's funny, I did not realize, I learned by reading your books, I learned about, you know, not just women's suffrage system, but I learned about department stores and about makeup business and all the different things that I did not realize it was from that time period. So thank you.
Yeah. So that's right. The Gilded Age Girls Club features a seamstress who put dresses in pockets and dresses. Another heroine like basically invented cosmetics and more importantly, like made them socially acceptable and made a fortune off of them. And I love this real life woman's life story so much. Her name was Harriet Hubbard Ayer. Mm-hmm. So I based my heroine in some like It's Scandalous off of her, but then she shows up again in The Mad Girls of New York, kind of as herself. So this woman, Harriet Hubbard Ayer, made like $1 million, a fortune of her own, launching a cosmetics business, and her business partner had her locked up in an insane asylum against her will. It was a year before she could escape. And then she went on to invent kind of like health and beauty editorial for the New York World, where Nellie Bly, and this is all true, by the way, actually worked. And so there's no documentation that their paths crossed mm-hmm. at the newspaper, but I took the liberty of imagining that these two women found each other. And so this character based on Harriet Hubbard Ayer, named Harriet, figures prominently in The Mad Girls of New York.
Oh, I love this. I love seeing the connecting the dots, you know. So what can we expect next from you? Are we still sticking around to Gilded Age or gone somewhere else, you know?
I have not exhausted this time period in American history. So, and I haven't even like scratched the surface of all the dynamic women's lives. So I'm really excited to write more historical fiction based mm-hmm. on real women in this era.
Oh, I love this. Yes, we need more.
Yay.
I think so, because like, I don't know, I get, again, the parallels of 120 years ago to now they're just parallels. Like the things that we're seeing innovations happening now, you know, what, 100 years ago, were like things that were just like, we now take for granted. And
right.
women's rights, like we're facing the assault of women's rights right now. And yet, you know, 100 years ago, we were in a similar boat. So
it's true. It's true. We have to mobilize like they did.
Yes, we do. So awesome. So let's chat some romance. So chat some romance or recommendations. So when did you start reading romance?
I'm not going to put a date on it. no, it's fine. I started reading romance when I was in college. So I was a late bloomer. And I only started because my mom nagged me and insisted that I start reading it.
Ooh.
I was studying women in fiction in college, and she's like, you have to read the most popular and profitable books by women, for women, about women. So I was like, fine. And I did. And I, like so many other readers, I fell in love with the genre. I fell in love with the stories and the tropes and just everything about it. And like so many readers, I was like, I could probably write one of those. And I worked on it, and I did.
You did. I love this. And so what kind of genre do you gravitate? Do you gravitate for historical, contemporary, or just a mix of paranormal, or just whatever?
You know, I've learned to love all of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the longest time, I thought romance was only historical romance because that's what my mom read, and that's what she passed down to me.
Mm-hmm.
Literally handed me her old paperbacks when she was done with them. And then I, you know, started going to romance conferences and meeting more people, and I discovered paranormal and contemporary. And now, you know, it depends on the mood, but I love them all.
Love this. Awesome. So do you have any book recommendations? It doesn't have to be romance. It can be any type of genre that you recommend your listeners to pick up.
Okay. I have so many book recommendations. One of the first books I want to recommend is a nonfiction book about Nellie Bly and the other Stunkel reporters of the Gilded Age. And the book is called Sensational, The Hidden History of America's Girl Stunt Reporters by Kim Todd. And it is a page-turning nonfiction book that brings to life all these real stunt girls. And it, through their work and their lives, you learn about the time period. But there was just, if you love ambitious daredevil heroines or real life women, you will love this book.
Yes, I love this. And I love this in the theme. It's like in the theme of the book. So it's
right.
It's a companion novel.
You know? Yes.
I love this. Awesome. Maya, tell us where you can find you online.
I am at mayarodale.com, and I will soon have a bonus scene for the Mad Girls of New York on my website after the book pubs on April 26th. And I am also on Instagram and Twitter as at Maya Rodale. And I'm there like way too much.
Awesome. Thank you, Maya, for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit RetroRenextBlog.com. The Retro Renex podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadingblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.